The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast for Tuesday, the 25th of September. You're joined by me, Bobby Beavers, and delighted to say that this week I'm joined by Ollie Pimlott. Ollie, great to see you. How are you? Keeping well?
It's great to see you, Bobby. You usually are limbered with my father, aren't you? So you've got the younger, less handsome version today.
Oh, less handsome?
Well, if I said more handsome, he'd hammer me, wouldn't he? So I've got to go with less handsome.
You just be polite.
Yeah, very polite.
Great stuff. No, we're working alongside your dad on William Hill Race Radio. It's a pleasure to work with you. Well, what can we say? It's been a fantastic weekend of racing, in particular with the Air Gold Cup meeting, which ended in a dead heat.
Yeah, brilliant result, wasn't it? For all parties, I think the best result is a dead heat when it comes so close to that. I think the bookies would be delighted as well with the Irish horse just getting chinned. Mm-hmm. Saved them some money, and we're there off last year. It was a big loss. Mm-hmm. So it was good to see it, and we had some good racing. And obviously, just coming into the back end of the season with Champions Day on the horizon. And then the jumpers. Of course, we've got Warwick tomorrow at time of recording. So we're seeing some nice jumpers coming out there. And as weeks go by, Bobby, it's not going to be long away till we're back at Cheltenham.
I think it's Foslas, which starts off with the Welsh Champion Hurdle, and then looking ahead, we have the Charlie Hall and that's at Wetherby. So are you more a jumps or a flat fan?
I'll be honest, Bobby, I'm in the minority. Okay. I'm more of a flat fan, to be honest. I just prefer the turnover of horses on the flat, whereas a lot of people prefer horses to see week in, year in, year out. Mm-hmm. But I prefer the turnover on the flat. I think, new flat season, clean slate, new two-year-olds. Mm-hmm. That's what. And I'm more into sort of the pedigrees and things like that, whereas a lot of people just prefer to see, the heroes year in, year out, but I'd be the opposite way around.
What's your favourite two-year-old you've seen this season?
That's a tough question, because I don't think we've had a real standout two-year-old yet. The horse of Godolphins, of Charlie Appleby's, was very impressive on Irish Champions Day. It's going to be interesting to see how he fares, but again, I wouldn't have a favourite one or one that really stands out. I'd be more into the three-year-olds. My highlight of the year has been Roaring Lion. I think he's been superb. It's been great for Qatar Racing, who put a lot in and not really had that star horse, but they finally got one. It'd be a very good stallion in the coming years. And it's good to see, a team who put a lot of hard work, effort and money into British Racing, that they're getting a bit of reward.
Yeah, they certainly are indeed. And have they said that he may go over to America? Is that right, for Roaring Lion?
I think the plan might be to go over for the Breeders' Cup. Yeah, whether he's going to race next year, I don't know. But, third in the Derby, dropping him back in Triple Mile and two looks to be his perfect trip, doesn't it?
Yeah, it certainly does indeed. Look forward to see where Roaring Lion turns up next. Looking ahead to Tuesday's racing, you have got two selections for, should I say, and I believe they are both at Beverley.
Yeah, I've gone with the 4:30 at Beverley and the 5:30 at Beverley. To start with my first selection, runs in a 4:30 at Beverley. It is a handicap over a mile and a half a furlong. The likely favourite here is going to be Detachment, who turned a slightly better race than this into a very one-sided affair at Pontefract. That was on Thursday. Obviously, he's got a £6 penalty for that, but he was very impressive at Pontefract. Les Ayres charge at Ponty on Thursday. They turn him out quickly because the handicapper's going to have his say, but I prefer the chances here of Archie Perkins, who himself has been in great nick. Last four runs, 2 seconds, 2 wins, bids for a hat-trick here. Won at the track last time where it absolutely teamed down with rain. It's likely to be fairly soft tomorrow. Nigel Tinkler's had his best season ever He's had a fantastic time, especially with his improving three-year-olds. And that's exactly what Archie Perkins is. He's a course and distance winner. We'll go with digging the ground. And Detachment, he had a tough race. It didn't look a tough race at Pontefract, but given the conditions, we're taking a bit out of him. And they're turning him out, you know, in less than a week. So that could have left a mark on him. I think Archie Perkins off a mark of 70 is still workable. So in the 4:30 at Beverley, I like the look of Archie Perkins. 5:30 at Beverley is interesting. It's a novice stakes purely because of the appearance here of Athari. Extremely well-bred. She's a half-sister to Camelot, who won the Derby in the 2000 Guineas. Got outpaced on her debut at Windsor last month, but did run on well in the closing stages. She got a hood on her debut. That is retained for Charlie Hills and Paul Hannigan. But the fact they're bringing her right the way up to Beverley to try and get her to win suggests she's, despite her pedigree, not one of the, you know, the better horses in the Charlie Hills yard. So I was going to go with the newcomer, Charles Kingsley. Buy new approach out of a Monson mare. If you bet Mark Johnson to a level stake at Beverley, you pretty much always come out in profit season after season. And I think he's found a good opening for this horse. It's been strong in the market this evening, especially at time of recording. It opened up at around about second favourite. It's now a strong favourite. So clearly somebody thinks a bit about it. And it doesn't look the strongest race on paper. Thari has had plenty of goes in France. Should go with Cutting the Ground, but only has an official rating of 76. And given the strength in the market of Charles Kingsley, I don't think Athari, despite the pedigree, is up to much. And Admiral Anson, the Mick Appleby horse, hasn't shown a great deal. So by process of elimination, I like the look of Charles Kingsley in a 5:30 at Beverley. So to surmise, 4:30 Beverley. I think Archie Perkins ran about 3-1 at time of recording. Does have Detachment to beat, but with Detachment turned out quickly, Archie Perkins, we know he likes the track and the ground. I think he can be another progressive winner for Nigel Tinkler. And in the 5:30 at Beverley, it's a novice race over a mile and 2 furlongs. Like the look of Charles Kingsley on debut for Mark Johnson, got a likeable pedigree, and they've found a race that doesn't look very strong.
Absolutely brilliant. Ollie, thank you very much for your selections, and great to the podcast with you for the first time.
Cheers, Bobby.
So where they are, Ollie's selections ahead of racing at Beverley in the 4:30 and the 5:30 as well. William Hill Racing Radio will get underway on Tuesday the 25th of September at 1:20. Join Alex Dunn, and he'll be alongside John Babb and Craig Forsyth. But for me and Ollie, thank you very much for tuning in, and we hope you enjoy the day's racing here at William Hill.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.